Thank you very much for joining us. The polls have closed in Canada's parliamentary elections, and media there is reporting that Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's Liberal Party will form the next government. But it's too early to say whether he's won a majority. The polls closed just a short time ago in the snap parliamentary election. It's a close race between Trudeau and Conservative Erin O'Toole. Trudeau's hoping to consolidate his leadership with a majority, but he's been heavily criticised for calling an early election during the coronavirus pandemic. Let's bring in Jody Vance, who's in Montreal for us. So, Jody, talk us through the early projections. The Prime Minister expected to hold on to his job, but how is it looking overall for his party?
Well, it's really interesting. All of the Canadian media here have called a minority government for Justin Trudeau. Justin Trudeau will be Prime Minister of Canada once again. Certainly a roller coaster since August the 15th when this snap election was called. Lots of criticism over doing so in a global pandemic, COVID-19's fourth wave hitting Canada and even escalating in some parts of Canada over the course of these 36 days. However, through all the lessons learned and all of the projections made and the speculation done prior to voting day, certainly today is a win for the Prime Minister in terms of getting and regaining that minority government that he had when he asked for this election on August the 15th. Still remains to be seen, though, whether or not this can build to a majority. Looking at the patchwork quilt that are the ridings across Canada, it is a story that continues to unfold here. And the expectation is that within the next 90 minutes or so, Justin Trudeau will be on the podium behind me to make his speech to Canada about regaining the Prime Minister's office.
Jody Vance in Montreal, thank you. We will, of course, bring you that speech of the Canadian Prime Minister when he makes it here on Al Jazeera. In the meantime, let's speak to Besma Momani, who's a professor of political science at the University of Waterloo in Ontario, and she's joining us from there. Thank you so much for being with us. So, still unclear if we'll know enough results tonight to determine if one party can win a majority in Parliament. Trudeau rolled the dice to get a bigger majority. What are your thoughts first when you see these early projections? How risky of a gamble was this?
Well, it definitely was a gamble in a time of a pandemic, of course, and many Canadians, I think, are still quite sore about the idea of having an election. You know, the majority of Canadians did not want to have an election. And the result, though, however, suggests that there is confidence in the Trudeau government to continue, albeit at a minority. But nothing really changed in terms of feelings of providing any other of the major parties a majority or the Liberal Party a majority. But I think this is probably going to be more of the same in terms of governing.
More of the same, then. You wonder why he called the election in the first place. I mean, if he ends up with a minority government, what could be the political consequences for him?
Well, I don't think much now. I mean, I think the fear was that perhaps Canadians might punish the party for actually calling an election during a pandemic. But it seems as though the alternative, be it a, you know, a conservative minority or even a majority for the Liberals, was just something too much. The other alternatives of an NDP being in somehow in power was probably a long shot, despite the fact that this is a popular leader of the NDP and they've done some, they've won some new ridings that they hadn't won before. But still, all in all, I'd say there is probably faith in the current government and people want the Trudeau government to continue.
But it was a surprisingly tight race with the Conservatives. How do you think the Conservatives were able to close the gaps on the Liberals and broaden their voter base?
Well, you know, they have a new leader. This is Erin O'Toole. This is his second time running, and I think Canadians have gotten to get to know the Conservative Party a little better. Certainly, though, the Trudeau campaign continued to focus on the potential of the O'Toole government, if they came into power, would perhaps, you know, slow the vaccines, sort of getting the vaccine out to more people, because O'Toole did kind of waffle a little bit about, you know, mandating vaccines, which Canadians still very much support, actually enforcing in a tougher way to force Canadians to get the vaccine. But I think all in all, I think most Canadians do feel that overall Trudeau has managed the pandemic well. He was able to get all Canadians who wanted a vaccine vaccinated to the deadline that he had set, which was the end of the summer. And I think he was hoping to run on that record.
The pandemic, of course, was a big issue. What were the other issues that voters, that Canadians are worried about today?
Certainly economy. Most Canadians tend to focus on, you know, domestic issues like the economy, healthcare, and certainly the environment has also featured very heavily. But I think also overall what we see here is that people wanted a bit of everything. And so the Trudeau government offered them a way out of the pandemic with continued vaccinations and a very tough line compared to the Conservatives with mandating vaccines. And then similarly, a comprehensive policy on the environment, although both the NDP and the Greens also provided something to that effect. And certainly, I think the fear for a lot of Canadians is what's going to happen with the economy. People are struggling. And how are we going to recover as the world overall is really finding it difficult to come back stronger after a very devastating time?
Besma Momani, thank you very much for talking to us. Besma Momani from the University of Waterloo joining us there from Waterloo. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.